This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, the globalists have built their entire planetary stratagem around bringing down the nation state and then turning countries against each other. Trump wants a system based on free independence, and the globalist world order is now in deep crisis and is falling apart. And I'm going to get more into that in the next segment. Then we'll cover all the other news, but these are giant, huge developments. And in the globalist publications, they're basically jumping out windows. They are in full, complete, absolute, total panic mode. So coming up next segment, I'm going to get up and walk around and go over some of the history of this, because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. No one can doubt that InfoWars has changed the world. The globalists give us credit for discrediting their world government system, their neoliberal fascist plan, and infecting, in their words, the entire world with nationalism. Now, how did I do that? I did that because of you. We did that. You did that. We're either going to have freedom or we're going to have slavery. And these corporatists play nation states off against each other. They play men and women off against each other. They play people off against each other for what color their skin is. But the people of the world more and more are seeing through it. And that's why I want all of you right now, as the world government falls apart, as the New World Order hits the panic button and tries to start a race war, to realize that we have come so far, and that all these globalists have now is trying to stir up internal information warfare fights. But we knew history and knew that these globalists are arrogant, and there would come a time when their system would enter a crisis, when it actually tried to implement its incredibly anti-human agenda. You know, I don't spend valuable time on air showing you the infrastructure here, showing you what goes into it, showing you how much money it costs to run this and do this, especially since we were deplatformed 1 year ago today. That's why we're calling it the one-year banniversary of the first domino to be unpersoned, to be sent into a black hole, the Phantom Zone. But the globalists did it too early. There's still talk radio. There's still TV. There's still independent websites like InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that are on the air. And people have word of mouth to say, hey, just because you can't say Alex Jones's name on Facebook, unless it's a negative statement, or can't show InfoWars.com, you can tell your office about InfoWars.com. You can tell your neighbors about NewsWars.com. You could share our videos and our articles. We have our own site. We have our own platform. That's the beauty of what's happening here. That's the beauty of what's unfolding. And it's a real fight. And things aren't going to go the way this whole synthetic technocracy want them to go, because you've been standing in the gap. You've been spreading the word. You've been praying. You've been supporting this transmission. You've been buying products from us. So it's the one-year banniversary. It's store-wide, ladies and gentlemen. Free shipping. It's double Patriot points on your next order. And it's 50 to 60% off. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off, double Patriot points. And there's a bunch of other big specials on storable food. It's 50% off. Again, let's put it up on screen for TV viewers. Banniversary sale at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the site. And you can find all the great products there and try them for yourself. And again, sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. It is such a revolutionary act to keep this broadcast on air. It is such a revolutionary act every time you put a bumper sticker on your car or paint InfoWars.com on the side of your barn. Every time you stand up to leftist bullies. Every time you tell the truth. Every time you keep this symbol of free speech and pro-human values alive. The enemy comes one step closer to their system falling. We have pushed them into overreaching and showing their hand. And now we've got a fighting chance, if we all take action, of defeating the globalist. Stay with us. We'll be right back. But please take advantage of the sale.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, World War IV is upon us. It's an economic war. It's a trade war. It's a proxy war. It's regional wars. It's a culture war where Chinese propaganda funding Hollywood and their leftist cohorts publicly, they're the biggest buyer of ads and propaganda, they own Hollywood, are literally using classic British style or Roman style divide and conquer race war and religious war against us. Again, if you're a TV viewer, you can see the big map behind me. Let's go right over here. I'm going to just give you a brief gestalt lay history. Anybody can go research this for yourself about how Trump is launching via India a proxy war. China has begun to invade Hong Kong with paramilitary in plain clothes and thousands of men on motorcycles that are military and police attacking men, women, and children. They're threatening to invade Taiwan. They're threatening to attack Japanese islands. They are claiming islands of the Philippines. They're building artificial islands. So to understand what Trump's doing, we have to understand the history of it. China, just 50 years ago, didn't have electricity in 90% of the country. They were rural farmers 6 years ago. The globalists came in, set them up, let Mao kill 100 million of his own people, took them all in, collectivized them in major cities. Chinese were the first robots. They were slave human robots, basically. People with souls, I'm not saying they are robots. They were used as a robot clone army to build the giant factories, the giant cities, the giant weapon systems. They were given all our weapons, a Panama Canal, all of our infrastructure, 98% rare earth mineral monopoly by the global cartel to maneuver the United States into a position of weakness. Now, the way they got the Pentagon to go along with this, they said, oh, we'll use China to leverage out Russia and others. This is 30 years ago. Let them into the WTO 25 years ago. And we'll do all of this, but they'll never have a military outside of their country. They promise they'll never be expansionist. As soon as Obama got in, they violated all of that. Obama gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack, rolled up all of our agents worldwide. Total treason. Apple, Google moved there 10 years ago. They admit they moved there last year. Gave them all the code keys to all your devices. That was even Reuters last year. It really happened 10 years ago. So to understand this proxy war militarily and from a resource perspective, then we'll get into the propaganda war, which is really how they're attacking us. We've got Google Maps up here. You've got from the Atlantic Ocean and Spain and Western Europe through Central and Eastern Europe into the Middle East, Asia Minor, Central Asia, and then into the Far East with China and Japan. Now let's look at this. This is critical. 1,400 years ago, Muhammad is right here. He takes over the key crossroads of the caravans coming out of the Empire of India that stretched all the way over to Iran and all the way into China. India was the dominant force, not China, not Japan at that time. They were the most powerful empire in the East and were expanding trade. So that's what's happening in India. Within 100 years of Muhammad dying, they've already invaded and taken over many areas of the Middle East. Later, they take over Turkey, that was European, which again was the Eastern Empire, what was left of the Roman Empire. Within 1,000 years ago, within just a few hundred years of Muhammad's death, they have already taken over what's Pakistan today, pushed the Indian Empire back, taken over and surrounded India. You have Kashmir, that is the birthplace of the Indian culture, and who were Anglos. That's just an interesting fact of that. And set up India. And then folks flooded in from all the world because there was so much prosperity in that area. So this was basically a European expeditionary force in Kashmir that settled in that area. And that's just part of the caste system. It's racist. It's not right. But, you know, the upper caste was white, and that's just how it worked. Okay, but Islam was even worse. So all of that's going on. That's just some of the background. So China is over here. They're starting to go into Hong Kong. They're starting to go into Taiwan. They're threatening Japan. They're building islands all over the place, way down here, even by the Philippines. The Philippines is having to threaten them now. You know, Japan invaded the Philippines and starting World War II. Well, China's basically doing that right now. And they're sending in their companies that are really paramilitary and others. And they're taking over the colleges. They're buying everybody off just like they're doing here. They're buying off the media. They're using all this incredible money they've been given by us, giving trade superiority of $900 billion a year for decades to be able to just take over the planet. Again, they were given 98% of rare earth minerals. You just don't get that. No one else is allowed by the globalists to operate. They sue you. The UN comes after you. China is able to do human clones, take people's organs. They just do whatever the hell they want. They're God, basically, because they're an evil Chi-Com force feeding on their own people. They're the model of the global technocracy the NWO wants. So Trump and Japan and South Korea and others form an alliance. As soon as Trump gets elected, he says this new world order is a screw job for everybody. We're not going along with it, including the Chinese people. They don't like it. He meets with the leader of India. He hugs him. He says, hey, if China gives you problems and keeps trying to take over Kashmir, then in 49, the UN made India create an autonomous zone, which then now China has come in and openly taken over about a third of the country. The Islamics are pouring in, now pushing to the new borders of India and trying to take India proper over itself. And again, leftist media calls it Indian extremism. They call him a Hindu extremist, even though the Pakistanis were Indians until the Islamics took it over. There's Hindu and Buddhist temples all over Pakistan. Well, there were. The Muslims blew them all up. So all of this is happening. All of this is going on. And then once they take your country over, they remove any symbols you ever existed. So they erase that they were Indians. So now this extremist, like everybody's a white supremacist, Trump's a white supremacist for wanting to have a border. Okay, well now the Indians are Hindu extremists because they want to exist and don't want to be slaughtered. So you've got China bordering right here in what is Kashmir. And we can probably put that slide up and then go back to this in a moment. And so Trump green-lighted, go ahead. You're not under that UN thing anymore. Go in within hours of what happened with the currency devaluation. Within hours, they sent the troops in. The Indians did. And I want to be clear. India didn't invade Kashmir. Kashmir was stolen from it when the British Empire was dissolving and becoming the New World Order. Because India never really got its freedom. Under their current leader, India is, to a certain extent, actually becoming independent, finally. That's the reality. And Mahatma Gandhi said a lot of great stuff. Turns out he was a British agent who was segueing away from empire, but really they just took the British flag down and it was still controlled by England, but not England itself, the model, the world government system set up by Cecil Rhodes and others. By the way, this is all PhD level mainline history. This is mainline history in any real 1,000-page, you know, stuff. Not pop history, but the real history. And I'm giving you a basic generalization, okay? I'm not a historian on this. I've just read over 1,000 history books, probably 15 or so on this subject. It's all very, very fascinating. And I've always wanted to go to Kashmir. It's a very, very beautiful and mystic place. So, you got China right here. And this is the key piece in the whole chessboard, is this whole fight going on over India, because you'll control the trade routes, you'll control the water, you'll control everything into Burma and Thailand and Vietnam and the Philippines, who've all had wars with China. China's currently in physical war with Vietnam, trying to steal their oil fields and their coastlines. China is completely expansionist, completely out of control. So we're all told Russia is the enemy and expansionist because Russia is not expansionist. Russia has cut their defense budget and kicked the globalists out of the country in the early 1990s and to a certain extent has defeated the left trying to make little boys cut their genitals off and all the rest of it. The same demoralization funded by the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms will kill you if you preach that propaganda in China, but they finance it for Russia. They finance it for America. They finance it for Europe. They admit to undermine and demoralize us. All the leftist garbage, all the trash, all the anti-family stuff, it's funded right out of there into the Tavistock Institute, into Hollywood. China funds it all because they were set up to do this and demoralize the West. And so Trump has turned the Indians loose to be on their flank and to let China know you're now in a vice grip. And this is the stuff that World War IV is made of. This is the real deal. Doesn't mean nuclear missiles. Doesn't mean huge explosions, even though both sides are nuclear powers. India and Pakistan. It means Trump's taking the gloves off. He's for real. This is really happening. And the house of world government is...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Is a treasure. Globalists work around the clock to try to shut this down. That's not rhetoric. We don't just say we're the tip of the spear. We are the tip of the spear. I'm going to say this again. You are the tip of the spear. There's no corporate sugar daddies. There's no money coming in here. You know, I've had those offers over the years. And I never got offers from big corporate sugar daddies for things that I could take the money for. Well, those corporate sugar daddies wanted me to promote freedom and justice and Christianity, or the right to not be Christian, and the right to self-defense or not defend yourself, and the right for the unborn to be safe, or how about the born to be safe? God, take the money from the sugar daddies. But we don't have those sugar daddies. You know who my sugar daddy is? You're my sugar daddy. And I'll give you every ounce of my blood and every ounce of my guts and my total will to fight these people because they're pure evil. I can't stand them. All the horrible things they're doing are too many to list, you know. And I want to stop them. I want to beat them. And I get so excited watching the tide start to turn for nationalism and watch all the globalist publications from the CFR to the Financial Times of London to the Atlantic panic and say, my God, it's all burning down. But then they go further. They say, world war will happen. You didn't allow our world government. So I'm going to take you inside how they get people to sign on to this and how they threaten other people who won't sign on to it. They threaten physical thermonuclear war. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. And in fact, guys, get me a clear shot, please. I wasn't clear in the break. I'm sorry. I wanted on the further end of the screen to have Turkey Small right through blown up so that we can see China. And so we can see Japan. Yeah, that's a good shot. Go ahead and roll that up a little bit for me. That's good right there. Stop there. Thank you. We'll go to that in a moment. Radio listeners, I'm describing all this. Get your maps out. And this is just basic stuff. But you have to read a PhD-level book that they give to the Foreign Service and the State Department called Tragedy and Hope. It's 1,100 pages long because the CIA, the State Department, they'd say, we're for communism secretly, but we're not. But there's a balance between it. And we're going to bring in this system and then cause wars to end wars and then merge all the countries together at the end of it. It all comes out of, again, Cecil Rhodes, Bertrand Russell later. You can read all this leftist philosophy, and it is the most sickening evil you've ever heard. Bertrand Russell, in the 20s, wrote about giant stealth bombers. They look just like stealth bombers in his book. They put it in H.G. Wells' movie, The Things to Come, that also came out in the 30s. But the book was in the 20s. And the plan by H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell, who Hitler actually had a hit at on both of them, you can look that up, because they were competing world government ideologues. Joseph Goebbels wanted them both killed. Look that up. Because, again, they were popularizing some of the plans the Nazis had as well. You know, the space shuttle was a design of the Nazis. To go up and turn upside down with his cargo bay and drop atomic bombs on New York, Chicago as it went over. Then it would change the orbit, come in and do a bombing run across the middle of the country. They thought they could put six atomic bombs in it. But see, I digress. Just think about history. It's so incredible. Sorry, let me get back to what I was saying. I got sidetracked. That's why history is just so addicting. But They had this world government plan, and this is how they sell people on it when they get them into college. And if you're top of your class or you are from an aristocratic family, they call you in day one and say, we've got to have a world government for everybody's good. We've got to bring this system in. We've got to do some really bad things to be worse than the evil guys. So that way we can control the outcome. But really you're just being recruited into a world corporate government that's anti-God, anti-family, whose master has been telling them for hundreds of years they're going to develop sciences and technologies to become immortal, but they've got to transcend humanity and exterminate humanity first before their God lets them merge with the secret technology. Now, I told you this 20 years ago because I was reading their writings. Now you see all the big tech guys saying this, but they're saying it's good, including Elon Musk. You will merge with AI. You will take the wires in your head starting next year at the mall. Your daughter thinks it's so cool. It's just like getting your ears pierced. Oh, David Rockefeller set it up. Now it's run by Bill Gates. They announced Smithsonian chemtrails that they're adding to the jet fuel, barium salts, aluminum dioxide to spray to save the earth from global warming. All admitted this week. Remember, never existed. All admitted this week. You see, but I'm digressing. How do they sell people on this whole world government plan that's in so much trouble because Trump and others aren't playing along? If you don't let the Muslims take over, if you don't get rid of your sovereignty, if you don't create these homogenized populations where no one's allowed to have their culture, except Islam for some reason, then there's going to be wars like we had in World War I and World War II. But when you read deeper into the documents of Rhodes, of Bertrand Russell, that's why I got off on him, is he said, once we get world government, partially we're going to have giant atomic bombers. This is before they even built the Manhattan Project, because they already had the equations in 1898, Max Planck. We will then nuke countries that don't turn their sovereignty over to us. And now you see that with the UN and all the rest of it. If you don't do what the UN says, well, then the U.S. comes and invades you. So that's the old world government plan. Okay? And so what they tell people is, if you don't go along with the world government plan, what did Juncker, whose grandfather ran the Nazi war machine, top royalty, what did Juncker say this year and last year? He said, if you break up the EU, there's going to be a giant war. He said, if you don't let China take over, there's going to be a giant war. If you don't let these corporations running these big giant countries like China take over, there's going to be war because they're going to start a war. But even when you go along with them, they still start a war. China is invading all these countries, building islands, saying they own a lot of the South China Sea, saying they own part of the Philippines, saying they own the Spratly Islands, saying they own all this stuff. It's insane. And they're sending in their proxy armies, and they're owning Netflix, and they own the big six firms. They own our national debt because the globalists set them up to take over the planet because they have 1.3 billion people under dictatorship who work 18 hours a day with no environmental services, no workers' comp, no political correctness, and if you're gay, they kill you. How do we compete with total slave colony of that size the globalists are using? We stop giving them all of our money. We stop giving them all of our trade. It doesn't help the people. All the money that goes into China and is leveraged out for world government and leveraged out to take over Africa and take over Latin America. China's putting the Chinese social score internet censorship in to Venezuela and other areas. They're putting 5G into America. This is the big competing tentacled monster because it has no constraints taking over. So Trump says, you're going to invade all these places? We're going to have India take back its own country and cut off your water and your food. See how you like that. And, oh, you just cut off your purchasing of American food? China? What, are we going to eat Nike tennis shoes and overpriced Apple phones that cost $20 to make, cost $1,000? This is World War IV, and Trump is stepping up. This is an incredibly dangerous time because Pakistan and China are going to strike back. We'll talk about that coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Out of Silicon Valley, Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like
hurting other people, or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of it seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital bill of rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
World War IV is here. How many different angles are there to that? How many different angles are there to that? How many different angles? Because I'm obsessing over India and over Kashmir, which is India, that the UN took from them when they started fighting for their independence and gave the Muslims. And now India has come in to take back their land. And there's no coverage of the media because they don't know what to do. Because when you read the CFR reports, they say our whole world government's falling apart. Trump is encircling China. China was supposed to beat the U.S. This is a catastrophe, they're calling. That China, that kills its political dissidents and sells their organs, that creates human-animal clones, that does all these things I told you about decades ago, is now doing it out in the open, a godless, evil group of communists. Sitting on top of those poor 400 million people, seen as robot slaves to serve the globalist order, to deindustrialize the world, to leverage out all competition. Well, all of that is coming to a screeching halt, and China thinks they're going to invade Taiwan and Hong Kong, thinks they're going to invade Vietnam, which they've been doing. That's a war going on. It's all just huge wars, thousands dead, no big deal. And Trump says, you know what, India, the whole world government system of the British Empire being handed over to the U.S. 70 years ago is over. We want to be able to trade and straight up. No more screw jobs. And the prime minister hugged Trump. And there were announcements in India that if China and Pakistan keep trying to take over India, that they're going to invade Kashmir. And they did it yesterday. You understand, that's huge, ladies and gentlemen. That is a proxy war. And what did China think? So this is a game of brinksmanship. It was all pre-planned. If China does this, we do that. Trump came out and said, hey, just give us $200 billion and stop stealing your intellectual property. I know it was all of it was given to you. And they said, nope. Okay, $500 billion then in tariffs. Another $300 billion in tariffs. Now Trump has brought it to the point, basically, of what China steals from us each year. He's put on them. Now, they've been doing it for 30 years or more. 25 years in the WTO, even worse. But imagine how incredible this is that every time I'm doubting Trump, where he comes out and says, well, maybe we need gun control. Tell me what you want. They go, ban everything, and then they get nothing. See? And then he does this. which is the move. If you really were for America, if you were really for India, if you're really for freedom, if you really don't like China dominating the world and trying to invade all these countries and trying to build this whole road system out of there to project their power and take over the entire Middle East, this is putting them in check. And I mean that as in chess. China is in check right now. Now, they could decide to have a nuclear war. Or maybe they're going to decide to try to invade Kashmir, which they've taken a third of, which they never had a right to. Maybe they're going to team up against India. Maybe the Chinese are going to team up against India with Pakistan. By the way, they've had huge wars with hundreds of thousands dead between Pakistan and India over Kashmir. Three of them. Three big ones. So World War IV has begun. It's a proxy war. World War III was the Cold War. Owen Schroyer hosts the War Room and does an incredibly good job kicking butt at that. And he has also been deplatformed, along with yours truly, because he there associates with Voldemort, the one who shall not be named. They revel in the headlines, the one that shall not be named. He must be shut down. He must be destroyed. And then everybody else is being banned. Everybody else is being shut down. This is the banniversary. It was 365 days ago, or one Earth orbit of the sun in the dog days of Sirius, that this happened 1 year ago, that I was patient zero for the global social credit score. Now my name is banned. InfoWars is banned. Even saying a positive mention, they tell you what you can say, what you can think. What is it that's so dangerous about this? Well, we're just promoting the happy, wonderful alternative of a free, prosperous planet where nations work together and ideologies work together, and we're citizens of the world, but we are citizens of our nation as well. We don't hand our power over to some corrupt, godless, anti-Christian world government. So, Owen, I don't know what the surprise is, and I'm glad you wanted to come on. You can come anytime you want. You won't tell me what the surprise is on the banniversary, but here you are.
Well, let me just first say this. This has been a very powerful broadcast today, and I just kind of wanted to have some fun with you. I'm not sure if now's the right time because Professor Jones is on a roll right now. So we may want to keep you on that roll, but let's not do it now. All right. Let's wait, because I want to talk to you about what everything you've gotten into, because it's way more important. It's way too serious to just kind of have some fun, which I want to do with you. You know, you talked about something actually earlier today that I thought was incredible. Just how you were able to explain it. We are in essentially a telekinetic interdimensional internet as humans already, which God designed us all as one system experiencing the world through his design. And so they try to jack into that with chemical doorways, thinking they can play God and learn these paths of communication and how to manipulate humanity. Maybe they're successful at it. Maybe they have been. Maybe they haven't been. Maybe new people are experimenting with it. And so that's like the AI system that they're now trying to build. And so the reason why I think China is such a hotbed, as well as the AI, is about to come out of California, and they've got the population of, you know, whatever it is, 6 billion people to test it on, the infrastructure already built. So
it's a billion, 400 million.
So as all these currencies are about to collapse, including the yuan, which they do it intentionally, what is the future of an economic market? What is the future of the economy? What is the future of commerce? It's AI. And if China has all of that already built into this infrastructure, then they think that'll be a better investment than gold or anything else.
That's right. And the globalists are betting on China's tyranny and on its evil. It's totally satanic. Let's talk about that when we come back. And I want to know what the surprise is. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show in Kashmir, once part of India, stolen by the UN and the globalists at the crossroads. Is now back under Indian control. Just a giant geopolitical event. Totally authorized and backed by Trump. Triggering you-know-what fits. Begins with S-H-T. They're having crap fits right now. The globalists are completely freaking out because they were supposed to destroy the world. They were supposed to just absolutely have every nation at war with each other and stealing people's countries. But it's not happening. People are standing up to the Chi-Coms and standing up to others, and it's all how serious this trade war is. So the leftist media is like, China sure showed Trump, that dirty crud creature. China just sure showed Trump why they just lowered their currency. That'll devastate America's economy. I will show these Trump supporters, like Bill Maher said, we need to plunge the economy and teach these dirty Americans how to behave. That's on HBO. And that's the final big piece of the equation. When I say that the communist Chinese owned the big six movie studios and they were trying to buy American Bandstand Studio, that doesn't sound big. It was the next biggest. And Trump got it and said, no. They're trying to buy everything. But they've got control of Hollywood. The currency, everything. And Trump's just this one-sided deal for the globalists in America wanting to sell us out. It's over. And remember the Chinese dictator? Right when Trump got in 2.5 years ago, he went to Davos. It was the headlines with him with Juncker and George Soros saying, we'll defeat Trump and the American nationalist. And their answer is to go on every channel and equate nationalism with shooting a bunch of people at a Walmart in El Paso as if that thing isn't synthetic, as if that thing isn't. It's like you're walking by plastic fruit at the mall and your kid walks over to get some. He goes, son, that's fake. Well, how do you know? I know fake fruit when I see it. It's like Hillary was having a town hall, and I said, those are all actors. That looks like it's shot in 80 millimeter. It turned out it was shot in 80 millimeter digital, and it was all fake. People said, how did you know that? I know what 80 millimeter looks like. Star Wars is shot in 80 millimeter. I know what fake looks like. It looks so crisp, so perfect, so atmosphere, dust in the air. They had fog machines going. She had 1,000 people at a fake town hall that they shot for days and then put out as an hour-long special that it was just so perfect. People didn't buy into it because it was so perfect. Weren't any flies landing on her there? And you pull back and you look at, you want to spend 10 hours talking about El Paso? Funny is what that sicko Beto O'Rourke thinks. Have you seen the video where he's like cracking up laughing? And I already saw this in other videos, but I didn't play him because it wasn't as intense, where he just kind of goes, he's such a psychotic, so mentally ill, so demon-possessed that they can't, they're so lower level, they can't help but celebrate. And he's just like, I'm so sad. He's just like, ah. I mean, it's so sick and so evil.
Yeah, it looked to me like he either saw someone in the audience that was in on a joke with him, and it was like a duper's delight, like John actually shared with me yesterday, or it was some weird thing where, yeah, he was like, I guess, excited about people dying and then being able to politicize it. I mean, that's what's really sick about this, is how they just want to politicize it immediately. And I keep seeing all these arguments about, oh, yeah, this is the final straw. Like, we got to get the guns now. We got to do it now. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Aren't you guys the ones saying that Trump is Hitler? Aren't you guys the ones saying that Trump is a Nazi?
But Beto O'Rourke, I mean, if I looked at him in a criminology class, I would say those are the features and behaviors of a true serial killer.
Well, yeah, I mean
he comes off like, I would not buy a car from him, I would not golf with him, I would not drink a beer with him, I would literally say, who is this child molester? I mean, he looks like a child molester. And, I mean, I'm not saying he's a child molester. He is a hit-and-run criminal and a bunch of other stuff. But, I mean, this is scum. This is a soulless maggot.
Well, and he's still going to run. He's still going to keep funding. He'll probably raise a couple more million dollars before his campaign shuts down.
Even the establishment put $100 million into him.
Even though it was 0% chance to win, they tried to rig the election. He still lost to Cruz, and yet somehow he thinks he can beat Trump. No, it's just a big money. It's money grab. And, you know, it's pathetic, Alex. These are the people that sit here and virtue signal, oh, let's help the less fortunate. Let's do this. Well, how about let's take all the Democrat funds that they've been fundraising for the last 4 years. You have billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. That could be going towards Medicare. That could be going towards homeless people. That could be going towards better facilities at the border. No, it has to go into their pockets.
But it's beyond that, Owen. Hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico. They never covered it. But when they choose to cover it, when it's one of their little plastic banana situations, then they do it. Now, listen. You told me there's a surprise. You think it's going to turn into a meme. Please let me know what my... Banniversary 1 year
All right.
since we were domino number one when they banned us on hundreds of platforms now, but over 40 platforms in just one day. Facebook, Google, Twitter. It's not just YouTube banning me. They then only put the negative stuff up top. They rig the search results. I mean, it's what happens when you're a patriot fighting against the Chi-Coms.
So you're basically the most banned person in America, if not the history of America. But here's the deal. We like to have some fun sometimes around here. And Alex, you work so hard. And, you know, sometimes I feel like somebody just needs to lighten you up. And you never get any awards or anything or any recognition for what you deserve. And this is just, you know, this is goofy. This is for fun. I mean, we understand the real peril.
Okay, what is it?
All right, guys, let's go ahead and bring in the Censorship Cup.
So I want Matt Drudge to visit me again.
This is the Censorship Cup. Alex Jones is the most censored
man. Not Matt Drudge, I don't want it.
In America. And so here is the Censorship Cup for Alex Jones. And here's the deal, Alex. Here's what you have to do with this now. You have to take this and you have to kiss it and you have to lift it over your head. No, we don't want these. No, we don't want these. He drinks right out of the cup. So this is the Censorship Cup for Alex Jones, the most banned man in America. Nobody else is even close. And this is his 1 year banniversary. So here we go. Let's give Alex a little prize here. Let's get a smile on Alex.
Here's all the listeners that kept us on air.
And so there's
a year later. We're still here. We're still ticking. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to all the supporters.
That's true. That's true. They make it all possible.
Thanks to the crew out here. Thanks to my family putting up with me. Well, here, get that.
No, you got to grab it, Alex. You got to kiss it, and you got to lift it over your head.
Okay.
You got to celebrate right now. You are the most censored man in America right here, Alex Jones. No one is more censored, and nobody has been more accurate. Tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, next decade's news today, Alex Jones, the most censored man in America.
I'm so proud of this. The traitors cannot stand that we're still on air. They're so pissed that America still exists. They're so pissed about Donald Trump. They are absolutely trying to bring us down. But yay, I'm the most censored by the enemy, by the enemies of humanity. They hate me the most. Wonderful. I'm honored that I've been so over the target that they've worked around the clock to destroy me. But I'm still here thanks to the supporters, thanks to this great crew, thanks to you, Ellen, thanks to everybody. We're still here. But this champagne's really for everybody. Here, let me open it.
I actually got another bottle for the crew, and I think everybody should enjoy this because here's the deal. Everybody knows society is corrupt, folks. And, Alex, I'm going to just tell you a little story here about how I discovered you and the reason why your message resonated with me. And I think this is the same story for a lot of people. We see a corrupt society. We see a corrupt government. But we don't really know how to sort it out. We don't really know how to put the pieces together. We don't really know the context of history. And you do such a great job here every day laying it out. I know.
I shoot the home camera.
Oh, hey. So you do such a good job, Alex. And I just feel that this message.
The campaign is it's ice cold.
This message right here at InfoWars. This message changes the world, Alex. That's why they shut you down. So congratulations. This is the Censorship Cup for Alex Jones. Most censored man in America.
Last time I was drinking champagne, I blew up on air and they tried to get me arrested.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't How is that?
And by the way, the champagne is from California, which is right where the censorship comes from.
So, hey.
How do you like that?
Thank you so much, Big Tech. Thank you for trying to ruin all our children's future and merging with the Chi-Coms that killed way more than Hitler and have got human-animal clones and 2 million people in concentration camps. Thanks, Sundar Pichai. You're so nice.
By the way, didn't you predict that, the human-animal coverage?
You
reported on that years ago. Oh, that's why they banned you.
It was in medical journals 20 years ago.
Take another drink of that. One
they
more drink.
They had human clones at the embryonic level in the 60s that was in Time Life books. Look, it's like David Rockefeller helped fund a Nobel Prize research. In 92, these guys got the Nobel Prize. You can pull it up, forget their names. Two scientists, one in England, one in the U.S., for science, saying add barium salts, aluminum dioxide to jet fuel, and then it would put these particles in the atmosphere to create nuclei to block the sun to save it from global warming.
Now, that's mainstream news.
They came out yesterday and the Smithsonian and said, yes, they're doing it. But it's for our own good, though.
We're banned. Ban him. Ban that man.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.